Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, coming with another podcast on Anchor. This was actually the intercessory prayer weekend message, and I was going through some little internet problems, so I could not get that message done when I wanted to do it. So here I am to do it today. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day. We're thanking you for getting us through this day, and we thank you for the wake up. We just ask your Heavenly Father that you continue to guide us, lead us into all of truth. We just thank you, Jesus Christ, for strength that you giveth to us. We just thanking you, Jesus, for what you're doing for us. You are with us even at this time. And we know, Jesus Christ, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Strengthen us, Jesus. Strengthen us. Thank you for your keeping power. And we thank you. So we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you the honor. Go in nursing homes, hospitals, Jesus, where people are that need to know you, Christ the Lord. And we thank you. And we're thanking you again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Okay, like I said, you know, this was supposed to be over the weekend, but I was going through some internet issues, and I finally got it done. So here I am doing this on the Anchor. So on today, this message is entitled On the Contrary Finished. And as we know that we just went through a weekend, sort of be of the even last week, was said to be Holy Week. So the message that seemed to be going around was about it is finished. You know, that Jesus resurrected and he's living and he is. And then on the Friday before, it was like he was going to the cross. And when he made the statement, John 19:30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now, that was one of the scriptures I was going to read. And then another one, Matthew 14:13. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. So in reference to this topic on the contrary finish. So now I'm going to do some more of the topic. So it made me think about during that time that there were two things that were kind of happening. Yeah, there was two things that there was happening. It was one where there was a comment that was made to me that, or I seen it, and the comment kind of went on and it kind of didn't stop. Actually, it was a good conversation. And then there was another comment that kind of came across, and it wasn't liked. And so it made me think. And then when it all kind of came together, and then I looked at this and I saw on the contrary, and it's like on the contrary, which means the opposite. So it made me think about that as such, on the opposite. And then I said, but you know, when you're looking at all of this and then looking at the coming up to the crucifixion and then he's risen, well, and bottom line, it's finished. On the contrary, on the opposite, it's finished, okay? Finished, said, and done. And, you know, it made me think about life. It made me think about life and how life kind of does the same thing. How in life, there's that moment where things are on the opposite, but in actuality, those things could also be finished. And things will get completed. And life does those kind of things as well. It's like a swinging pendulum, so to speak, that things will get kind of iffy. And then it looks like, well, it might go on the other side or it might go on the other side. But in some point of time, something's going to end. And it's going to be finished because things just don't last. It's just like, you know, think about like a pair of shoes or something. It just don't last. Nothing just don't last. And I know when I was talking to a friend of mine, we were even talking in reference to the internet, so to speak, and the systems that are on the internet. So on the contrary, things end. Things are finished. That's done. You can't work it no more. It's done like that. So now when we looked in those scriptures and saw Jesus made a way, you know, he made that way in making that statement because he made a profound statement, okay, in that scripture, that one that I read, John 19 and 30, he made that profound scripture, okay? It is finished, okay? And to let it be known and to let it go into our souls and into our hearts of what he has done. And we know, okay, but we know that that's not the end of him, okay? That wasn't the end of him. And his rising again, it's like, there he goes. So it was not finished the way people think that he was finished, okay? So we know that, you know, it's like he went down and conquered death. Amen. Yeah, he did. He conquered it. And we know that that wasn't the end of him. And that he is preparing to come back and get us. That's why we got to get ready. So last week, so to speak, and now here we are in this week after Holy Week, but last week being Holy Week, it was that kind of indication to us that we need to, and still even now, we need to still even finish up stuff, okay? Finish up stuff because there are things that we do and things that we need to finish up. Yeah, it is. There's some things that you might have in your life that you need to finish up. I don't know why. This just popped right into my mind about life insurance. It's like getting life insurance, needing to have that. Have life insurance because you need it.
is something that you need to have. Finish it up. Some people like start it, they're kind of like starting to get the policy, so to speak. You need to finish it up. You need to finish up, get the work done, and finish it, get it done. It's just like maybe like a paper or something in school or something. You need to do it. You need to finish it up. You need to finish it up so that you can turn it in. That's like school right now. It's a lot of things going on. You got to finish up the midterms and the finals. Here come the finals and you got to get it done. And here come the graduation and all. And you got to be finished. You got to get it done. You got to finish. And on the contrary, on the opposite end, doesn't matter. It still has to be done. It has to be finished. So with these things on the contrary, make no excuses, okay? Make no excuses. Finish up whatever it is, okay? Whatever that may be in your life, you know, we tend to make things a big deal, but if you don't finish it, it is a big deal. So we need to not make it a big deal, but to go ahead and finish it. And this is a couple of little things for you. Make a list about it. Make a list. And I'll be right back so you can start making that list. The Anchor. Talking about the Anchor app. Once again, give it a try. Anchor has so many benefits that are waiting. You just have to give it a try. Where you see the purple squiggly squiggly sign, the Anchor app. Did you know that Anchor will take you to different forums, different platforms? Spotify, iTunes, Stitchers, Radio Public, CastBox, Postcat, Podcast. It just takes you so many different places. I can't even get them all. There's several. And then there's so many other podcasts that won't do that for you. And Anchor fix problems. They fix their problems that they have. A couple of weeks ago, there was a problem with, you know, getting things up in terms of posting your information. And they fixed it really quick. They have a Facebook group as well. Anchor. Get on the Anchor app and give them a try. Don't let me have to tell you. Give them a try today. The Anchor app. Get on the Anchor app now. Try it. Bye-bye. Hey, I'm back. Let me give you this list. Let me run it down a little bit. On the contrary, finish, get it done. First thing we got to do is definitely pray. Pray without ceasing. Write it down. Write down some of these things that you need to finish. Make it plain. Make that plain. You need to finish these things, get it done. So you can look at it, you can see it. Set your mind in order. Set your mind in order. Put your mind on the Lord. Because that might be just something that you need to do, that you need to be doing. And you're not doing it. You're procrastinating it. Don't procrastinate anymore. Just a couple of things. These are things in life that we need to get it done. Things that we need to be doing. Say once and for all. On the contrary, no more excuses, no more looking at the other end, but looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, get to know him today. Let him come into your life. You believe that he died for your sins. And if you serve him for the balance of your life, he will take care of you. Give him your life today. On the contrary, don't go on the other side. It's finished. Get it finished. Get it finished today. Don't wait. Get it finished today. Don't wait. Get it finished today.